From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Sparring is already underway on Capitol Hill over the State of the Union message President Obama won't be delivering for 5 more hours. NPR's David Wellna points out that while Republicans and Democrats may be sitting together in the House chamber tonight, they're in full partisan mode today.
The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, says the State of the Union address comes at a time of growing optimism about the economy among Americans.
Why is it that this good news about the economy makes the Republicans feel so sad and gloomy? It's an indication we are moving in the right direction.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Americans have a right to be skeptical about what they hear tonight.
Time and time again, the president has spoken in a way that appeals to many, then governed in a way that doesn't.
And House Speaker John Boehner is raising red flags about the new investment President Obama is expected to propose.
I'm hopeful that the word investment really isn't more stimulus spending and a bigger government here in Washington.
Republicans want to hear the president say he'll cut federal spending. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Illinois Supreme Court will consider an appeal from former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who's fighting for the chance to run for Chicago mayor. The justices also ordered election officials not to print any ballots without Emanuel's name after a lower court ruled Emanuel was ineligible to run. It is life in prison for the first Guantanamo detainee tried in a U.S. civilian court. As NPR's Zina Temple-Raston reports, Ahmed Gailani was sentenced today for the U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people.
It was really seen as a test case for whether or not a civilian court could try a Guantanamo detainee. There were all kinds of extenuating circumstances here, including his allegations that he had been tortured and that he had been held under bad conditions. So the fact that even mitigating those circumstances, Judge Kaplan here in the federal district court said that even if all those things were true, he still felt that there was enough evidence to prove that what Gailani did far outweighed that, and therefore he should spend the rest of his life in prison.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is under pressure at home to relinquish control. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports thousands of people flooded central Cairo today to protest.
Many Egyptians here have a great deal of complaints for the Interior Ministry, which controls the police and various security forces. They particularly object to living under a state of emergency law that's been here for almost 3 decades. They want an end to it, and they're out on the streets to protest. They also want term limits for the president. They want a minimum wage, a decent minimum wage. They want freedoms, and they're being inspired by what they see in Tunisia.
As Soraya just reported, protesters took a cue from their counterparts in Tunisia, where President Zain al-Abidine Ben Ali was ousted weeks ago. From Washington, this is NPR News. Nominations for the 83rd Academy Awards were notably unsurprising this year. Predictable nods went to such critical favorites as The King's Speech and True Grit. Still, as NPR's Neda Ulabi reports, a few dark horses are in the running for an Oscar.
The Spanish movie Beautiful has so far had an extremely limited release in the U.S., but star Javier Bardem was nominated for Best Actor, thanks in part to a behind-the-scenes push that included a former co-star, Julia Roberts of Eat, Pray, Love, hosting a special screening on Bardem's behalf. Other surprise nominees went to a tiny film set in a tightly knit, economically wrecked Ozarks community. Winner's Bone received 4 nominations, including Best Supporting Actor for John Hawkes as a broken down addict trying to protect his niece.
I really gotta run Dad down to get him to show.
You ought not do that.
And for Best Supporting Actress, Jackie Weaver played a villainous matriarch in the small crime drama Animal Kingdom.
He's done some bad things, sweetie.
It is the 63-year-old Weaver's first Oscar nomination. Neda Ulabi, NPR News.
Nationwide, activists on both sides of the debate over electronic cigarettes are closely watching developments in New York, where another effort is underway to ban the device. Some lawmakers want more federal research on the product. They argue the device is just another addictive habit that can also lure kids early to smoking. But supporters maintain many long-term smokers have been able to kick the habit with the help of e-cigarettes. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 4 points at 11,977. The Nasdaq was up slightly, 2 points at 2719. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.